Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. And today we're playing a classic series I have on holiness. You know, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. And God was in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:19, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto them the word of reconciliation. Yes, we are reconciled to God. Our sins are not imputed against us, but the Bible says, be holy. What? Know you not? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Walking holy is required for walking in the dunamis power of God. It's not just to get you into heaven. It's what is required for power. Shalom.
His body lay down, but his spirit didn't. It just was sitting up, and then it just went up, went right up through the ceiling, and went up into a place where he said he met a band of praisers and worshipers. And he said they were worshiping God. He was Norwegian. He spoke with an accent. He said, they were marching into God, marching into God. And he said, I joined them. And he said, it was so wonderful. I never wanted to leave. For the first time in my life, he said, I was worshiping the Lord with nothing to hold me back of the physical world. I could go higher and higher, and they were going higher and higher, and I wanted to stay with them forever. But then he said, I heard the soundings of the warring going on around the earth, you know, in the heavenlies around it. And he said, I looked to my right, and there were angels. And they were the warrior, strong angels of God. And they said, come, go with us. And he said, I went with them, and they took me to the places of the earth where battles were going on in the heavenlies. And one was over Indonesia. He told us some other places, but he said the last place we visited and the place of the most warfare over earth was over Jerusalem and over Israel. And he said, I realize I step in and out of this realm every day. He had been there in the spirit in his prayer working with these people. And so he came back to the earth. And when he got back to the earth, he told the Lord, he said, I want to see this in the word, what has happened to me. And the Lord said, call Billy Brim. So he called me on the phone, and I had just been reading this chapter and was amazed at what I was seeing. Wouldn't dare told anybody on earth, would have just seen it myself and never told a soul if it hadn't been for Brother Halverson calling me. And I don't know that I've ever preached it until right now. And I'm not preaching it. I'm just telling you about it. I'll let you make up your own mind. So don't nail me to the cross here. Zechariah 3 was the chapter that I was reading. Hallelujah. Now, the case here is that Israel, they had a temple at Jerusalem. And because they backslid and disobeyed God, they went into Babylonian captivity and their temple was destroyed. After 70 years, they're coming out now and they're rebuilding a temple and they have to reinstate the worship, the order of worship. God told them exactly how to worship in the first five books of the law, Moses, first five books of the Bible. And so they knew how they had to worship. They had to have a high priest. The high priest, he had to be very careful when he went in before the Lord. Things had to be done right. He had to be clean. And the way it was done, from the beginning, God himself and Moses ordained Aaron. But after that, the high priest ordained and everything was done according to order. But now they've gotten down here to the state where they haven't had a temple in 70 years. They don't have a high priest clean to ordain the next one. So what we see here is that God is going to have to ordain Joshua the high priest himself. So let's read it. Just read it like it says. And he showed me Joshua, Yeshua, really the same name as Jesus. He showed me Yeshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. See, Satan doesn't want them back over there in Jerusalem having a high priest, so he's come against the high priest. And Jehovah said unto Satan, the Lord, Jehovah, rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Jehovah that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, He, God, answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, or the angel of the Lord, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, this is God, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. The priest had to wear certain clothes and certain mitre. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of Jehovah stood by. And the angel of Jehovah, this word's protested in the King James, it's really best charged. Like when you go to an ordination service, they give a charge to the ministers. And the angel of the Lord charged Joshua, saying, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, Israel, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Now, in my Bible, I have a number 2 by that word places. I go over into the center reference column, and it says walks. He said, I will give thee walks to walk among these that stand by. These that stand by the Lord. These that stand before the Lord. There's a place called standing before the Lord. Standing by the Lord. And he was dealing with Joshua the high priest. And some kind of a heavenly action was taking place. And even God himself cleansed and ordained that high priest, who's an earthly man. And he said, if you obey me, I'll let you judge Israel. And if you obey me, I'm going to give you some walks in the spirit sometimes. And I'm going to let you walk walks among these that stand before me. Now that's Old Testament. Bless the Lord. You think we should never see an angel, never have a vision, never have anything supernatural happen, never have a visitation? My goodness gracious, no. We should have these, much of these. The reason why is we're going to get over it. Bless the Lord. Other things are more real to us than God is. But God's about to become the most real thing to us. Now, I want to tell you and show you the place of the church. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ephesians 1. The book of Ephesians is the plan for the church. You should read it and read it and reread it all the time. And it starts off by telling the church that we're blessed. Can you remember when you first came around faith teachers and they told you you were blessed? I can remember when I first heard Brother Hagin say, we're blessed. Oh, it was wonderful to know. Not only do we have right to blessings, we're blessed. And so this verse here was a dear to all of us when we first heard it. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. Oh, we got so happy that we have been blessed, already blessed with all spiritual blessings. Hallelujah, that's wonderful. But we even got, I remember when we first heard this, you'd have to be around when people first started hearing the faith message to appreciate it, see? You've heard it for a while, but I mean, we hadn't heard it. A little bunch there, you know. And we got so happy that we had been blessed that if anybody dare said, God bless you, we told them, no, don't say that. We already blessed. But you know, God has blessings and will bless and all that. He's got plenty of blessings. But he already has, yes, blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. But he didn't do it for no purpose. He did not do it for no end. Why did he do it? That's not a period. Let's look and see why he did it. According as he hath chosen us, the church, in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame someplace. Where? Before him. The place of the church is before God. That's the place of the glory. That's the place of the fire. You can't stand there unless you're holy and without blame. He chose us before the foundation of the world when he slayed the lamb. The Bible tells to us that Jesus was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and he chose us and he decided that out of all the earth he would separate himself a people. Separated means separated, cut out, made holy, separated from Satan to God. Now in the next stage that we're about to go in, the millennium, you're not going to be like the earth people down here having babies. When you make your exit out of here before the great judgment comes, you're going to be glorified. Even flesh is headed for glory in the church. Think of it. Your eyes, your hair, glory. And you're being glorified because you're going to be one of those who stands before him. There are going to be people down on the earth having babies. They're going to go right on. There's going to be people, the Jews in Jerusalem, and they're not going to be like you. Your place is before him. Hallelujah. It's a high place. Bless the Lord. And now, we're the church. We're the glorious church. And God wants us to stand before him right now. He wants us to stand before him like Abraham did. He wants us to stand before him in intercession for those who are about to go to judgment. He wants us to stand before him for the plans and purposes of God. He wants us to be who we are. And so for this week, here's the plan. I believe from the Lord. In the mornings, we're going to study on prayer and how to pray and stand before God. I'm going to share with you some things we learned from Brother Halverson about watching in the Spirit and about praying the mysteries of God. And then we're going to take time to pray in the mornings. Because the Lord told me in the nighttime, if I can find that. Hallelujah. He said to me in the nighttime, it's God's will for the church now to demonstrate the Spirit and the power and the glory of God. That's the plan. And he wants the church to stand before him for the plan of God and for the judgments and the people who are facing judgment and before the strategies in the earth. He said to me in the nighttime, there are strategies now in the last days. Some are Satan's strategies. Some are God's strategies. And he needs the church to stand before him and be who we are. And so he said that in the mornings, we would talk about standing before him in prayer. And at the night times, we're going to talk about secrets of power because it's his will to demonstrate his Spirit and power in the church. So we're going.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and what you have heard today is from my classic in-depth teaching on holiness. We'll send you the CDs of the entire series, which normally sell for $72, but we're offering them to you today for $35. Just phone us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask for the classic series on holiness. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.